A reading from Luke 10:25-29. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
At which point Jesus launches into a parable, which is called the
Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan. And I love that parable because it really turns the assumptions of this man and others upside down, because a Samaritan is actually an outcast from the Hebrew point of view, the Jewish point of view. And it is the outcast who crosses the street, the road, and takes the injured man and helps him up and takes him to an inn and cares for him. And I always saw the Samaritan as a kind of Jesus figure. The one who will stop, the unexpected one, the one that nobody would anticipate, is below saving somebody. And they're in a little bit, it's Jesus. The other thing here is that the man who answers the question answers correctly. And he draws from Deuteronomy and I think Numbers to put what the great commandments are, the two great commandments, to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor.
Yeah, well, I think the fascinating aspect of this is he gets the answer right, but he really doesn't want to do what the answer says. So he creates another question. And I think the beginning of this passage is very telling. There was an expert of the law who wanted to test Jesus. He's not really looking for information. He's not desiring to know what's the best way. He's looking for the minimalist perspective. What's the least amount I have to do to get into the kingdom of God? And Jesus is going to press it and to say, if you are in the kingdom of God, it's not about the least amount. You're already in the kingdom of God. You're asking, how much more can I do to express that kingdom? And so Jesus blows the whole idea of love out of the water, because as is true for any people in any age, not just the age in which Jesus lived, yeah, you love the people that are like you, you love the people that please you, you love the people that make your life comfortable. But Jesus is saying, no, if you want to really show that you're deeply connected with God, love the people that are the most annoying in your life and the people that make you uncomfortable. And so to create this dynamic, he puts two things together that would never be put together in a Jewish mind: good and Samaritan. That's an oxymoron from their perspective. There was no way a Jewish person could think of a Samaritan being good. They had categorized them and reified them in their minds as an enemy. And now Jesus is pressing against that and saying, let me give you an example from one of our enemies. I put in quotation mark because Jesus doesn't have enemies in that sense. But he's saying, even our enemies will show the ultimate of love by crossing boundaries to love people that are far different than them and would be challenging to them. And so Jesus completely redefines love.
A challenge to each one of us is a kind of a follow-up to what you just said, and to conclude is, we have to ask ourselves exactly how tribal we are, because it's not necessarily something that we think about at all, but it's very easy to surround yourself exactly what you said with people that are not Samaritan, but the people that are just like you. Nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to love, as Jesus is defining it here and in the parable, it actually does cross boundaries, and it's very, very hard. And it's not a training thing, it's a heart thing.
And when you live tribal, your God becomes provincial, and he's no longer the God of all creation.